Watch Biden, Nobody Will Be Deported from U.S. Until They Commit a Felony. By John Binder on February 17, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D., says nobody will be deported from the United States until they commit a felony under his proposed national immigration plan. During a campaign rally in Reno, Nevada on Monday, Biden promised that if elected president, illegal aliens will only ever be deported if they commit a felony. Previously, Biden has said he does not consider drunk driving a felony. Thus, convicted illegal alien drunk drivers can expect not to be deported. The exchange went as follows. Voter, I was wondering, Vice President, what you would plan to do to help the little children that are in the cages down on the border? Emphasis added. Biden, that's not who we are. Number one, no child period will be held in a cage, period, period, period. We will, in fact, for me, immigration is all about family. All about family reunification. Nobody will be deported who is here, in fact, unless they are in a position of having committed a felony while here or they engaged in a major felony we find out about. We're not going to be standing outside of mass. We're not going to be standing outside of doctor's offices. We're not going to be standing outside and anxiety-causing. Emphasis added. Biden also touted his plan to provide a route to American citizenship for the nation's entire illegal alien population, which stands at about 11 to 22 million foreign nationals. Biden claimed the massive amnesty is necessary to keep Social Security solvent. Biden said, look, here's the deal, think about this, one of the things I'm going to do, and begin to implement it between now and the time that I get sworn in. We have now 24 out of every 100 students in school today is a Latino, 24 out of 100. 24. We're in a situation as well where we find that we have a population of people who have been here. Over 11 million people. And they're not all Latino, they're Asian, they're African, across the board. And in fact, I'm going to lay down a pathway to citizenship that's earned and make sure that everybody is able to get into that pathway. Biden, who along with Obama oversaw thousands of deportations and detention of border crossers between 2008 to 2016, has attempted to angle his national immigration plan to appease the open borders lobby that has blasted him for failing to commit, like Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, to ending all deportations of illegal aliens, regardless of criminal history. As Breitbart News has reported, research finds that deporting the 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens saves American taxpayers billions of dollars, compared to the costs they are forced to pay when illegal aliens are allowed to stay. Deporting every illegal alien in the country would amount to a cost savings of about $622 billion over the course of a lifetime. This indicates that deporting illegal aliens is six times less costly than what it costs American taxpayers to currently subsidize the millions of illegal aliens living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.